This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Dean, did you hear that a conservative alumni group was offering UCLA students $100 for evidence that professors were giving one-sided presentations on controversial subjects or exhibiting unprofessional classroom behavior?
Yes, I did. The $100 offer has since been rescinded, but faculty and students remain opposed to this group's new attempt to get this information on a voluntary basis. They claim it discourages free exchange in the classroom.
I think I disagree. I believe in academic freedom, but I also believe that what happens in the classroom should withstand public scrutiny. I don't understand why a professor would expect students to keep secret what happens in class.
So, you're a professor in a public university. Wouldn't the fear of having your words scrutinized create a chilling effect on how you teach?
It shouldn't. Academic freedom protects my right to express controversial or unpopular views. But I also have a responsibility to make sure that my views are well-reasoned. If I expect my students to back up their opinions, I should be willing to defend my own.
But you also know how some statements are misinterpreted when taken out of context and out of the classroom.
I guess I'm willing to rely on the public's understanding that such statements are meant to provoke students' thinking, not reflect indoctrination. And that gets to the heart of the matter.
Which is?
Which is the popular misconception that teachers indoctrinate students rather than teach them.
So classroom inquiries are challenges rather than invasions.
Yes. Professors have rights, but they should also be accountable for the rigor of their thinking.
Hold us accountable for our views at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.